Thank you for the hold. My name is Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor in the fire department. May I please have your first and last name? Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And only to verify that I did transfer over the right person, could you please verify your address for me?
810 Dunkirk Lane in Arlington, Texas, 76017.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. I do see that this started on April the 9th, but it's loading up slowly, Bill, but just 1 second so I can see what this is. Okay, yes, ma'am, I do see that this started on April 9th with a server that said that you want a tablet, and all you had to do is pay shipping and handling to receive it.
I did not get any tablet or whatever, okay? I did not get it. And I, hold on. I got the Bank of America right now. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
I'm with Bank of America.
I'm in Nevada. May I have your first and last name?
Jenny.
Yes, ma'am.
Dean Banks.
Thank you, Ms. Banks. And how can I help my Gold Fever Rewards member today?
Yeah, I'm calling because my card got declined. And there is a charge here which is a fraud, which I did not supposedly have to check or something. So
yes, ma'am.
I am reporting. Excuse me, I own Bank of America right now. Can you please hold? Bank of America, I have the other company that charges $39.99. So that thing is fraud. So I don't want you to pay that. And then...
For quality assurance, Ms. Banks, we are no longer allowed to verify transactions with a third party online.
Yes, close that account. Because I should not, I did not give that anything. Did get into my text messages, whatever. And now I called that phone number, and then I was transferred to this company. So he's on the other line. So somehow I went into my account, and then I filled in the form. So kindly close that account, but I'm going to need that account because my husband and I were using it today.
I'm going to get you over to our fraud team, okay?
Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Bank of America is on the other line. Okay, so that account is no longer valid. They closed it. So if you guys charge me for that, you guys gonna have to return it.
Thank you for calling Bank of America.
Hold a second.
Please hold. An associate will be with you shortly.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So we can get this started. Do you think anybody in your household could have placed the order or did a survey for a tablet?
No, I cannot remember doing that. Please close that account. I did not get any tablet. Please, and stop sending messages in my cell phone, like winning a sipstick or something. There's so many messages that it's really annoying, okay? How you guys got my phone number and how you guys got my account. This is annoying. I do not need any sipsticks. Somehow you guys got into that thing, like you owe for something, like you want something or whatever, okay? Please stop it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I will file this as Friday for you since you're not aware of the survey. What had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that with completing the survey, it comes along with a subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. Yes, ma'am. I also see it was one done for a smartwatch as well. But yes, ma'am, I will file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
Thank you for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us. It will be
I'm juggling two phone numbers, and one is from Bank of America. And we tried to eat today, and it got declined. And it's very, very embarrassing, okay? And then when I just got home, I went into my account, and there you guys are, $39.99. What is that? If you guys are sending something free or something, why is there a charge? I don't know. I did not receive the darn watch or the darn tablet, okay? No, I did not receive anything like that. And it's April. No, I did not receive. And stop, close that. Stop.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am. Could you please verify your email address for me?
I don't know which one I'm going
to
give you. I have banksj55@yahoo.com or jjbanks92105@yahoo.com. So I don't know which one you want.
They have
That's the
JJ Banks on file. Yes, ma'am. And the last verification I need is your phone number.
What do I have to give you my phone number? So you guys can call me and harass me?
No, ma'am, it's to go through the fraud procedure to verify if all information
okay,
on your
so
account is correct.
Number, so I give you 817-422-9539. I don't know what...
No, ma'am, that's... are you familiar with the number 619-618-6501? Yes, ma'am.
That's my cell phone.
That's the one they have on file. So I will file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure no one in the household or anyone that you know placed the original order, I will proceed with the claim.
At least the bank is not paying it, okay? Anyways.
Yes, ma'am. As long as you agree with that fraud procedure, I will proceed with this claim. Yes, ma'am.
It will be answered by the next available...
You guys are annoying. Whoever's sending this thing. Every day there's like 10 messages in my cell phone. I don't know where this thing come from.
Okay,
and how did
yes,
that
sir.
Into my account?
So the 39.
You
okay, yes, ma'am. So the 39.99 will return no later than 3 to 5 business days. This account is going undergo investigation as to who started this account, with your information on it, and I do have a confirmation number.
What company are doing this?
This company is the Factory Direct Savings Store, but it started with that survey that said that you want a tablet, or someone did a survey that said they want a tablet.
Stop doing that. How did you get into my cell phone number, okay? How did you get? I only remember like Spectrum or Bank of America or T-Mobile. How did you get into my account? I don't know. I don't mean you, but whoever is doing this, okay? Because even if I open my messages, there's like tens of messages. It went into the spam. Because it's not recognized. Please stop doing that because it messes up my bank account. And it's embarrassing when we use it and then it gets declined. It is very, very embarrassing. You guys stop doing that, whoever company is doing this, okay? That is annoying. And you mess up people's lives because you're talking about expenses in your like whatever fraud you're charging in the account, and it messes up because we're using it and then we cannot use it because it's declined. That is very embarrassing and very annoying.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I don't know who would have started this account because they gathered all your information. In order for this account to be created, someone had to enter in the information in order for the transactions to go through. But I do have this account canceled. It is undergoing a fraud investigation to see who started this account. I do have a confirmation number as well to confirm the account is canceled to prevent any future charges. And the $39.99 is returning no later than 3 to 5 business days.
The bank is not going to pay you anyways. I don't give a crap, okay? Now give me the confirmation number and give me the company.
C as in Charlie. 260.
Currently experiencing
552.
Hold on a second. What is the number?
Answered in the order it was
C as in Charlie. 260.
C260.
552.
55 what?
552.
2, okay.
291.
Okay, so for $39.99. This is confirmation number?
To confirm that this account is canceled.
Confirmation number C260552291.
Yes, ma'am. It confirms that the account is canceled to prevent any future charges, and the $39.99 is returning no later than 3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't matter because I don't think the bank where you guys stop. Send the company to stop doing that. Because you are missing a people's lives. It's very, very annoying.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And the only way this company would be able to charge you if someone entered in the information. We don't know who done it because it went under your name and they gathered your email address and your phone number as well. But this account is undergoing an investigation to track the IP address of the person who did the surveys and to see, and yes, ma'am, they will be charged. But, yes, ma'am, as of right now, the $39.99 is returning no later than 3 to 5 business days, and this account is canceled to prevent any future charges. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Can you run to me the confirmation number again?
C as in Charlie, 260-552-291.
And then what company did charge this? Did charge my account, my Visa?
It's under the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct Savings Store?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even know these people. Even if I open my, that's why I'm scared to open my messages, because there's all kinds unauthorized, whatever, unauthorized message, and then it goes to spam or whatever. Factory Direct. I'm just writing it down.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Now they're canceling my bank, and I won't be able to use it. It's just very annoying.
Okay, yes, okay, ma'am. So, was there anything else I could do for you?
That's all. I need to run your phone number, the contact phone number, because I was just transferred to you. And may I have the phone number to where you're at right now, please?
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's not a direct number to me, but you will get back with the customer service agent. The number is...
Thank you for continuing to hold.
855-585-2709.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much. If there's a survey, pass it so I can give you a good survey, okay?
Okay,
your
yes,
name, yes.
Mercedes.
And your name, yes? Pardon, what is your name?
Mercedes.
Mercedes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, it is. Got it. Okay, so you already blocked this or are working on this, right?
Yes, ma'am. I already canceled out that charge. It's returning no later than 3 to 5 business days.
Currently experiencing.
Okay, yeah, because I have to deal with the bank right now, because right now we cannot use the card. It's really embarrassing, because I was trying to eat earlier. My husband got mad because it got declined. It is just annoying. And people watching your face, turns red. And this is too much, okay? This guy should stop doing that and look for a better job instead of fooling people, okay? This is really stupid. And thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.